Hoffenmeister, how can I help?
Hello.
Hey, Hoffenmeister, how can I help?
Yeah, this is Salem. I'm supposed to have a Zoom call with your manager there today at 3.
Well, can I have your good name again?
Salem Tewill with KCWX.
Well, Salem, we had a word yesterday. This is Mike again with Hoffenmeister. And I don't think I scheduled a call with you for 3 p.m. today. So this must be some other company you were.
No, it was your company. Because I looked at my phone and I talked to you at 6:30 p.m. Central Time.
Okay, give me one moment here. Just give me one moment. Hey, Salem, can you hear me better now?
I hear you.
Okay, thank you. So, I think there's a bit of a misunderstanding here, but if you were expecting a call from my side at 3 p.m. today, and if you're still not too late, I can spare about 15 to 20 minutes there.
No, that's okay. I really don't want to worry about it. If you don't remember what was supposed to happen, it doesn't matter, okay?
Well, Salem, so, I apologize for the misunderstanding, but we
what,
said
what did
we
you understand was going to happen?
Sir,
what,
allow
what
me
did
to
you understand? What did you
so,
understand when we got off the phone?
So we were supposed to shoot for 3 p.m. today, but you mentioned that it may be either tomorrow or day after. So I was under the impression that you would get back to me and confirm if we would be able to do
I think this,
3 p.m. tomorrow.
No, I said. I, when we were on the phone yesterday evening at 6:30 something, because I told you I had to get on the road, and we talked for quite a while. I said I can open the geofence so you can see how the app works, and just momentarily while we're on the phone. Or you said, well, why don't we do a Zoom call? And I said, okay, it's either tomorrow or day after tomorrow. You let me know. And then before we got off the phone, he said, okay, tomorrow at 3 p.m. I said, okay. That was the last conversation we had.
Okay,
anyway.
Once again, I mean, I apologize. Yeah. It looks like we had a misunderstanding. I was under the impression that it would be either tomorrow or day after, which means today or tomorrow, and then, I'd hear back from you. But anyway, I mean, it's a good time you're calling in at, and since I was not busy with another client or anything, we can go by schedule if you allow, and if you can spare me say about 15 to 20 minutes. Could you?
Well, I don't know. I'm just.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
I can send you the Zoom meeting link right away. I mean, we haven't missed anything yet.
Yeah, I understand. Okay. Let's just talk early next week, okay? You can send me a Zoom link for next week sometime in the afternoon.
Could you give me a time? Because I need to send you a Zoom link, so I need the precise time you'd like for me to schedule this for next week.
Yeah. Next Monday at 3 p.m.
Next Monday at 3 p.m. Okay. And that's Central Time, right?
Central Time. Yeah, Central.
Awesome.
Thanks.
Perfect.
Okay.
So send you an email, Salem. Just keep an eye out on your email, all right?
Say again?
I said I'll send you an email for 3 p.m.
Yeah.
on Monday, and that way we have this an email as a Zoom meeting link.
Yeah, because the only thing I had was this phone ID that I looked at my phone list. I said, because it came 3 o'clock, nothing happened. I was expecting to see some kind of an email or something, that would say confirming it. And I didn't see anything, so I waited. And then I looked at my phone directory and called you just now. So,
yeah, you see, that's exactly why I didn't send an email. But sorry about the confusion. I think this was something at my end, but I appreciate you giving me the time for next week. I'll send you the Zoom meeting link, and that way I'll have you on my calendar as well. And I'll talk to you again on Monday at 3 p.m. Central Time.
All right. Thank you. Right. You take care. Bye.
All right, Salim. Have a good weekend. Thank you. Bye.
You too.